Okay. Donna Corsall now. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I'm so glad you're with us tonight. We're going to have a great class, and hopefully we'll all learn some new things. Here's to you, Marlene, and thank you, Donna Dreegan, who is such a wonderful icebreaker and gets things going for me before I get here. And I'm going to introduce you to Marlene Prescott, who's going to be our hostess. And then we will have a wonderful class with a wonderful cosmic being named Saria and with Godfrey, who Godfrey is a reincarnation of George Washington. And he probably feels like we are in our second revolution right now with some of the things we've been going through. So without any further ado, I will introduce you to Marlene. Go ahead, Marlene.
Hello, everybody. Are you going to mute or?
Oh, that's right. I need to mute here. Hold on a minute. Everybody? Okay, in order to unmute yourselves, you have to hit star 6. So we
okay.
will have a time at later when you can do that. So go ahead, Marlene.
Well, good evening, everybody. Tonight, as Donna said, we're going to have a wonderful class with the Master Godfrey, who is an incarnation of George Washington. And he speaks through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. And we will also hear from Saria, the Hierarch of the God Star Sirius, and they both come to explain further the challenges that have come and are coming as we go through this shift and into the oncoming Golden Crystal Age. It is so exciting. So at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit, or you can ask any questions and or share any insights and experiences that you have had, and you can give us any prayer request and or join us in that prayer session. So right now, we are going to read together our mission statement, and it is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. And so let us now read our vision statement. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Okay, so now I'm going to invite everybody to read the opening invocation, which should be on your snail mail or email letter that you received. So here we go. I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength. And I am loving my neighbor as I love myself. And then we'll repeat, we'll say together the next prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for your light, your love that overflows as we emanate it out to the whole world, going forth in great victory to our brothers and sisters. And thank you, Godfrey, Saria, and Archangel Michael, for your presence and protection of our heart share teleclass tonight. And then we say, with Godfrey and Saria, O Lord, show me the way to go. Act through me, manifest through me, live within me, and blaze forth your light through my heart, through my mind, through my will, and my soul, every moment of this day and night, so that your will, your wisdom, and your love may be fulfilled through me this day. O my beloved one, my God, my all. Okay, so now we will sing together the song that we sent you. It is I Am Godfrey. And if you have our song book, it is song 70.022. And this will be our meditation and our visualization song for tonight's class. So we would like you to visualize great blue and violet angels of light surrounding everyone on this phone call, protecting all aspects of our class. And so at this time, I'm turning it over to Donna Court to complete the song.
Thank you, Marlene. Here we go. Okay, now we are going to hear from our beloved Saria, and you'll hear a little bit more about Saria as we get into this. Saria comes from another part of our galaxy, and you will hear more from Cindy in a few minutes. But right now we will get started in hearing from Saria and what he has to say. You know, we have some amazing help from other parts of our universe. And I think we'll all be learning more and more about that as time goes on. So bear with me a minute as we get this set up. Okay.
Disciples of the Living Word, advocates of truth, keepers of the lightning, solar initiates, I, Surya, come and emanate through the sun of this solar system in this hour to increase the vibratory field of light around the earth, safeguarding life itself in your domain and setting the table for that which will transpire soon during your prayer vigil. This may result in a step up for many of you and the energy pouring through your chakras and your being, and therefore for you to be the greatest instrument for this release of light. Requires greater purity, a catharsis of that which is unreal, and an infusion of God light from deep within your soul and spirit in order for you to be a greater chalice for the alchemy of divine love and planetary self-transformation that is essential in this hour. Blaze forth the light of the sun now into the solar presence of each one of our initiates, O Lord. Increase the radiation of soul, of spirit within these, O Lord God Almighty, O Lord of the world, Gautama, with Maitreya, increase the level of the threefold flame of those who can bear a greater portion of light in this hour. Allow them to adjust, to acclimate to this new level that is required for the greater dispensation from this holy being, from the Pleiades, to be brought forth for the salvation of life upon earth, and especially within the Northern Hemisphere and the Pacific region thereof. Blaze forth the light of the great central sun through Helios and Vesta, through the god and goddess Meru, and through you, O disciples of the sun, disciples of the one. This day I ride my chariot of fire, not with the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but with mighty solar beings, Ram, Vishnu, Brahman, Shiva, in order that the gathering of the elect may occur, the sealing of the sons and daughters of God within their forehead may also occur for the safeguarding of those called to be saints with Melchizedek and beloved Jesus, and for a greater conflagration within the heart from this day forward to occur for the victory of earth as a planetary home, as an Edenic world, as a haven and hearth of light for the mothers divine and their children.
I'm going to call on Cindy to hit star six and share with you a little bit more about this powerful being and his cohorts. Cindy, are you there? Cindy, hit star six if you're there.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So Saria comes to increase the vibratory field of light around the earth and safeguard life itself. And this may result into a step up for many of us in the energy that pours through all our chakras and beings so that we can be the greatest instrument and chalice for the alchemy of love and planetary self-transformation that is so required. So Shriya comes with Ram, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. And these are all mighty solar cosmic beings. Now, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are of the Hindu Trinity. And this parallels the Western concept of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brahma is the father figure and first person of the Trinity. He is seen as the immense being, the creator, supreme ruler, lawgiver, sustainer, and source of all knowledge. Brahma embodies the divine desire that inspired the creation of the world. Now, Vishnu, he is the second person of the Trinity. He is the immortal Son, the preserver of the divine design, the restorer of the universe by wisdom's light. He embodies cosmic Christ wisdom. He is also the mediator or bridge between the human consciousness and absolute reality. Now, Shiva is the third person of the Hindu Trinity, and he is known as a destroyer or dissolver. He is a destroyer of worldliness, ignorance, evil, and evildoers, hate and disease. Yet the name Shiva is derived from a Sanskrit word meaning kind or friendly. And there's a Hindu scripture which gives 1,800 names for Shiva. And some of these names mean causing happiness, giver of joy, restorer of good. So these mighty cosmic beings came with Saria to infuse more light within both ourselves and the earth. Now, there is also Ram, but I wasn't able to really find out too much. I found out any information about Ram, but I give it back to you, Donna.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. That was very good information. And now we'll go on with what else Shiva has to say here. Saria has to say here, which is very important.
To those who have been involved in releasing calamities of this magnitude, I say on behalf of the 24 elders, your days are numbered. And the life energy vouchsafed to you that you have utilized for destruction and the annihilation of all that is God good are withdrawn. of 90%.
This service is provided by FreeConferencing.com.
There yet remains only for you to use thus 10% of the life force. For you have proven lifetime after lifetime that your only desire through anger toward God and denial of the light is to control the lifeblood of humanity and to attempt to violate the laws of God eternal. Therefore, I breathe in this essence which returns to the sun of this system and is therefore re-released unto the light bearers who can maintain harmony, peace, and true brother-sisterhood by the grace of the Lord and the power of his word. The science of that spoken word.
I'd like to call upon Sharon right now, Sharon Wallace, who's going to talk to us or share with us what he is Saria is referring to mainly when he talks about the calamities that are caused by certain ones of us on this planet. So, Sharon, if you're there, go ahead.
I'm here.
Good. Go ahead.
He's talking about the tsunami that may have been caused purposely by HARP, the High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program, H-A-A-R-P, which uses extremely low-frequency radio waves to heat parts of the atmosphere and move the jet streams to direct storms, also interferes with wildlife migrations and changes weather patterns over large areas. And we've talked about HARP before. So that's basically what he's talking about, that that could have caused it. And also I checked out some results of this Fukushima disaster. According to USA Today, they say, should we be worried about Fukushima? Science have detected radiation from Japan's 2011 nuclear disaster in the West Coast, United States of America. Recently, March 20th, 2017, Energy News says, a nuclear investigator worry over underground explosions at Fukushima. New data shows molten fuel is dropping lower each day, melting deeper into ground level below the plant. Disaster far worse than the public is being told. Hundreds of millions of Pacific salmon missing, presumed dead. Japan suffering historic collapse. All forms of ocean life dying in stunning numbers across the Pacific. Nuclear engineer states, Fukushima is the worst industrial cataclysm in the history of this world. Contamination will continue for hundreds of thousands of years, and our government is engaged in ongoing cover-up of this disaster. I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Sharon. So now we sit here wondering, well, what do we do about this horrendous calamity that occurred? And there have been others. Some people even think that the drought in California, which was basically destroying valuable farmland all over California, where most of our food is produced, was caused by HARP or something of that nature, so that the powers that be could buy up the land at a very cheap price. That was just a theory, so I'm not saying that's true. But it suddenly came back, and that is, I think, the result of many prayers and the fact that the powers that were are no longer in power or not going to have the power that they think they should. Now, some of these things that we will say are things that you need to look up for yourself and pray about. We did, our Heart Center did have a conference in San Diego the Vista area 1 year when this Fukushima thing occurred, which I think was in March of 2011, but please correct me if I'm wrong, that where our Heart Center Heart Friends spent a good deal of time at the beach making calls in the conference rooms and David, I believe, Dennis Fisher's home, where we have a lot of conferences down there, and made many calls and prayers for the protection of the ocean and for an end to this whole situation. One master, one cosmic being, actually, that I don't recall his name right now, he was from the Pleiades, took great pity and said that much help would be coming, or indicated that this would come to an end, and it was a very serious situation. So there are beings that will help us clean this up, and the main thing that we need to do now, if you are living especially on the east, on the west coast, is major on organic green food, especially cilantro. Cilantro pulls out toxins and helps pull out radiation. You can make smoothies with it. You can make salads with it. Another thing that's helpful is pectin. And there's a particular pectin called citrus pectin, which also pulls out and empties your body of toxins and radiation. So be careful what you eat. Don't eat any fish that's, that comes from the West Coast. That's for sure. So now we'll go on.
Now, Blessed One, be careful of that which you speak from this day forward. Maintain a state of harmony and of balance in your being so that this greater equation may continue to manifest through your auric field and your chakras, allowing you to be receptors and distributors of this solar wave, divine light.
We'll stop there, and then remember that one of the things he did was he breathed in the essence of darkness. He just said that a little bit ago, from that horrendous calamity and other calamities that have occurred, and took that darkness and changed it into light and re-released it unto you and me, all light bearers. Who can, he said, maintain harmony, peace, and true brotherhood, sisterhood? So claim that light. When you need light, when you feel less than whole or perfect, claim that light that Saria breathed down into you and which the masters continually offer you and the angels, and claim the violet flame. And during these times of challenge, you will be all right. So let me start here with Godfrey now. We will hear his heart stream from February 22nd of this year.
Beloved ones, a new spirit of freedom is upon this nation. A new spirit of justice has entered into the equation of the now. And a proclamation of light is being established north, south, east, and west among the 50 states. For virtue to return to a people, many of whom had turned their hearts away from the Lord God, and who now look to the source for divine direction to meet the exigencies of the hour, the needs of the people. Prayer has returned And the Lord's Prayer has been uttered by the First Lady. And though some would decry that voice, we applaud the ideal set forth through the words of Jesus the Christ, that when uttered by any man or woman from any nation who has come legally to these shores, sets forth through those words a matrix of light for the establishment of that kingdom envisioned by all true initiates come upon earth.
I'm going to call on Marlene again, if you're there, Marlene.
Yes, I'm.
Great. We were going to let you explain what is so important about the Lord's Prayer, why he brings this up.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Well, as most of us know, it was on February 18th of this year that Melania Trump said the Lord's Prayer during a rally in Orlando, Florida. And she just said simply to the crowd, she said, "Let us pray." And then she read the Lord's Prayer in its entirety. And so we know that the prayer starts with, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So she gave the Lord's Prayer that was given to us 2,000 years ago by Jesus himself. And it would seem that it wouldn't be a controversial thing, but apparently there were some remarks that were made on social media saying it was a negative thing to do. But our First Lady, she took a courageous stand and led 9,000 people in a prayer for God's help and assistance in our nation. Now, to me, it was beautiful. And I would say the same if it had been First Lady Laura Bush or First Lady Michelle Obama that was standing at that podium giving that prayer. So, you know, I would think if they refuse to treat the First Lady's office with common decency, then they ought to at least honor the prayer that she prayed. And this prayer is so important right here and now because, as we said earlier, we are going through a shift and into this oncoming golden crystal age. And so, yes, we do want to ask God for thy kingdom to come here on earth right now. So we just want to applaud our First Lady for this wonderful demonstration of her faith in God. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. That's true. I think my favorite part is that it'll be on earth as it is in heaven. That's that part of the prayer. And as Marlene said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's happening. We're in the process of doing that. We're in the labor pains now. So we'll go on here.
Some feign spirituality, yet within their hearts there is no allegiance to the Lord God. Others act as true sons and daughters of the Most High. By leading a life in conformity with the laws of the One. A nation that does not live in accord with the Lord is destined for corruption and decadence. A people whose first words upon arising in the morn are to give obeisance to the living Word and the Lord God eternal. Fulfill their destiny with great joy and elan. For there is stirred within their hearts that divine will, that divine impulse that sends them forth into the fields of labor to continue the great work of the ages. And this work, sacred for each one, is fulfilled, heart, head, and hand, through the initiatic path of light. America is such a nation founded in liberty, in justice, in freedom for the soul to strive toward its eternal state of union with God. And I, Godfrey, as your first President George Washington, prayed and bent my knee unto the Lord in reverence and honor to that Eternal One who, when invoked, does indeed overshine a people, her destiny, her soul. It is time, blessed ones, that many more know the truth of all that is transpiring, that your media either ignores continuously or is in a program of deception in order to hide from this people that which will allow them to succeed and be victorious in all her ways, through the economy, through education, and through the nobility of lives lived to the glory of God. When a nation's laws are abridged, and when many enter who do not have allegiance to the divine principles and values set forth by us in the beginning, you see the crumbling of order. You see the demise of integrity. Thus, the true citizens who believe in the one God who is at the core of a nation's beliefs and workings, see to it through their lives that that nation, united under God, fulfills its purpose, its divine plan. Your divine plan is inextricably linked to the divine plan of the people in which you have embodied and the nation upon whose soil you have come forth through Mother Earth. And though you may emigrate to other lands, a part of self is still enriching the essence of the people, the nation, the consciousness, the culture of that land of your natal birth. Dearest ones, this understanding must be taught. And when a people emigrate without this inner knowledge, what they bring to where they go is not necessarily what is of the highest order.
Okay, we'll stop there for a minute. And I want to talk to you a little bit about immigration. There was a very good, short, 3-minute video, which I would be happy to send to any of you, by Senator Chavez. And it was given a little less than a year ago. And he reported that ICE, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement, we call it ICE, that in a 3-year period, they were forced to release more than 86,000 criminal aliens into our country, into the American public, that were here illegally, convicted of crime, that were not deported, just released back into society. They had been convicted of more than 231,000 crimes. Almost 200 of these people were convicted of homicide and were just released back into the public. They were not deported. 196 of these people were convicted of homicide and released back into the public, and 124 were released between 2010 and 2015 and went on to commit homicide again. 36,007 criminal aliens, that were those that were discovered at least, came here unlawfully. In September 2014, 5,700 of these went on to commit additional crimes. In March of 2015, the ICE Director Sarah Saldonia testified that in 2014, ICE released another 30,000 additional people who had committed crimes back into the public. ICE released 30,558 criminal aliens in 2014, who had a combined 79,059 convictions instead of deporting them. Of these 30,558 criminal aliens, 1,850 were then charged with yet another crime following their release. These are crimes such as sexual offenses, rape, assault, burglary, robbery, driving under the influence, driving without a license, traffic accidents, and drugs. In 2015, ICE had to release 9,723 criminal aliens with a combined 64,197 convictions, including 934 sexual offenses, 804 robberies, 216 kidnappings, and 200 homicide-related convictions. More people who committed crimes were released without deportation or being imprisoned properly than could even fit into the very large Notre Dame Stadium. This got no press in our mainstream media. Nobody heard about it. Unless you got online and you looked at alternative news and you double-checked and found that the other ones were saying that, and then you double-checked statistics and you happened to see a video of a little situation in which Senator Chavez was talking to Congress. Also, so far this year, 56 people in the United States have been charged with Islamic-related crimes. That's in less than 3 months. Less than 3 months, 56 people charged with Islamic-related crimes. In all, 71 individuals have been charged with activities related to ISIS. 71 other individuals since March 2014. The list includes people who beheaded others, this particularly one, there's two, but one of them I got the name of, and that was the anti-Islamic activist Pamela Geller, who was beheaded. There were several who allegedly schemed to bomb universities that they caught. There's a report called ISIS in America that found that roughly 250 Americans have been identified so far as having traveled or attempted to travel to Syria and Iraq to join ISIS, and that there are 900 active investigations right now, which we hear our government can't even keep up with, against Islamic State sympathizers in all of our 50 states on the mainland. There's a fascinating dynamic going on online of American ISIS supporters. This reporter said, he said, I don't think people totally grasp it. We wanted to start a conversation about what this actually looks like, what the typical profile of an ISIS recruit in America looks like. But in our previous administration, they wouldn't let us. They wouldn't let us go there. Most of the people being charged are men, and their average age is 26. But the study that was done found wide differences among them in terms of race, age, social class, education, family background. This man, oh, this reporter's name is Mr. Hughes. He said that the Islamic State's diversity showed the success it has had in recruiting other people online. He says the demographics are all over the place. So I just wanted you to know that and let you know that, you know, back in the Old Testament, which we don't take so seriously, we take the New Testament more seriously in the Bible, but if you read Judges 1, 2, and 3, you find that time after time after time, the Israelites disobeyed God. And the way that they disobeyed him was they got involved with the people from other places that influenced them, and they began to worship their gods. They even sacrificed their children. And this was because of the influence of the Moabites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Nephilites, the, all kinds of ites out there, even a group called the Nephilim, which some of you have heard about today, and we won't go there, but you can look up Nephilim if you want to online. And God said, all you have to do is, in one situation, he said, build a wall, and don't let them in. You'll be able to control the whole situation that way. But no, they let them all in, they influenced their children, and eventually led their children astray. So they are part of the offending, I guess you'd call them Semites, who are not real Jews today in other parts of the Middle East. And so the wars go on in the Middle East. So there may be something to the fact that our president is determined to build a wall and also determined to very thoroughly vet anyone who comes into our country. And he has made some success also. The people, the ICE people, are much happier. They all voted for him, from what I've read, and maybe you've read that too. So there's a point there in considering who you allow to come into your country. And as Godfrey said, when they enter, they must have allegiance to our principles. They must have our values. He said, you see the crumbling of an order, the demise of integrity when that doesn't happen. So we'll go on.
America is a melting pot of many cultures, many viewpoints, many understandings, and essences. Yet all of these is a vision of truth, virtue, justice, and freedom may give birth to something great and noble when all are invested in the divine purpose within that people's awareness under God, as a culture of love, a society built upon those building blocks of freedom, equality, and justice. Opportunity knocks upon the door of every soul, yet not all listen or open that door to fulfill their purpose within the initiatic path of light. Some seek to take, and give not to the greater cause of freedom. Others strive endlessly to be of service to all life through selflessness. And these are the ones through whom the destiny of the true nations of light are fulfilled. Yes, we strove to set forth an agenda for centuries through our proclamations, through the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Yet how many among you know these from beginning to end, such that you, in your own soulfulness, may defend that which is your nation's purpose through its founding documents?
Just a little story here. My grandson, who's in college, came home for the weekend and brought Muslim friends with him. My daughter was a little overwhelmed. One of them, seems like many of them, in fact, are named Mohammed, but one of them, named Mohammed, followed my daughter around the house. And he wasn't trying to be impolite, but he was curious. And he asked her if she knew about the Declaration of Independence. And she said, oh, yeah. He said, well, can you tell it to me? And she was a little startled, and she said, well, not exactly, not right now. You caught me off guard. So he told it back to her. Now, he didn't have it probably down perfect, but he knew it, what it was. And he said, you know, there aren't any countries that I know of that have this great a declaration. So then he asked her some more questions. He said, well, do you know the Bill of Rights? Well, no, not exactly, she said. So he told her some of those. He'd been studying them and had become aware of them because he was a student at the college where my grandson is attending. Well, my daughter was pretty dumbfounded, but then he proceeded to tell her that too bad our God isn't his God, because his God he felt was much greater. And there she really got into it with him a little more fully, because she talked about forgiveness and the fact that our God forgives for everything. And all you have to do is follow, if we confess God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he could not claim that about Allah, that he knew. So it was, they had quite an interesting conversation. So now we'll go on.
Blessed one, it is time to revisit the true history of truth, not as it is currently taught in many of your schools who have devolved into a humanistic viewpoint that brings all down, down, down into the nether world of illusion and Maya. Know that which we knew through studying history, East and West, and specifically that of the Greco-Roman culture, our roots, and of Christianity, the lessons of Christ himself embedded within the Holy Bible, upon which we vowed to serve, and upon which rested our vows of adoration to the one eternal God. Dearest ones, I could be with you for hours, provide an understanding of all of the nuances of what we, the Ascended Masters, see as transpiring now that are not in alignment with the virtuous America that we envisioned. Yet suffice it to say that you, as initiates who pray each day, are fulfilling a part of your greater purpose to carve out a path of light for all peoples embodying here. And we applaud this movement of the Heart Center and each of your efforts to invoke that light, to be that light, and to fulfill your destiny within the initiatic path. America relies on these services. America relies on the integrity within the hearts of initiates of many spiritual activities and churches, movements of light, east and west, founded upon the eternal values embedded within the heart, the soul, and the mind, overshined by the Divine One.
Okay, I want to call upon Barbara to explain to you the extreme importance of what the Heart Center is doing.
Thank you, Donna. As I was thinking about this question this afternoon, it occurred to me that so much that we do is done just kind of as an afterthought. But when you concentrate your energy and your light on something, it gives it much greater power. And when we are concentrating on our prayers and decrees together, and we're all in communion with one another, in agreement with one another, we have a great deal of light energy and power. And we can sustain, we can hold the balance of light for this nation and her people and even for the entire world. When you understand that whenever you're working together in an agreement with one another on something, there's a multiplication factor involved. And it's usually the power of however many people squared. Now, when I logged on to the call tonight, it said that there were 27 people already on the call. So I just, out of curiosity, I multiplied that 27 times itself by the power squared. And that comes up to 729, which is pretty amazing. And then when we have been told by the masters that when we invoke the light of the Great White Brotherhood, that our prayers and invocations have the power of 10,000 times 10,000, that just almost boggles the mind. So every one person is holding the balance for thousands of others. And when you multiply that 729 by just 10,000, not 10,000 by 10,000, you get over 7 million. So just a very small group who are in communion with the light of God and in agreement with one another can hold the balance for the entire nation. And our country needs this light so much right now because, like you said earlier and like Marlene said, we are transitioning into the golden crystal age, and we need to defend freedom and liberty. America is one of the only places on this globe where people have freedom of worship, where they have the freedom to connect to God in whatever manner that they find most meaningful, and they're not persecuted or prosecuted for their beliefs. And this is a marvelous thing, and we have to defend this platform for our own personal spiritual victories and for the victory of this planet. So that's what I have to say.
That is great. Thank you, thank you. That's for sure. So when you join us, any of you join us in our morning broadcast and sing with us, the songs that we sing are even more powerful than the prayers. You can do one song and it's equal to repeating a prayer three times. So if you will do that with us, you will do wonderful things not only for your planet and your country, but for yourself. It will actually, the energy from this will change you inside and out. So let's go on.
Each of you, as a sovereign being of light, can through your work and service, can through your striving and the initiatic spark of your heart's fire, give forth that light of freedom, whereupon all shall prevail within the greater industry of a nation whose purpose is to glorify God and to provide every man, woman, and child an opportunity to live in the integrity of light, to pursue happiness, justice, and truth. On this day, honoring both my personhood and the divine image that I strove to embody through my life and the example that I set forth for all future presidents and leaders of both the states and the local cities and villages, I stand before you to honor America this day, her people, her fire, her will, her desire to be the best that she can be, provide a true education for all and opportunity for everyone to fulfill her soul's destiny in the light. Prove your value to heaven, to service to all, and your victory is assured. And let the divine director send forth to all his fire so that all may aspire to God first and forever. I am your Godfrey. Be free in the light, and you will be godly. Thank you.
Thank you, Godfrey and Saria. I'm going to call on Donna Dregan to seal this class, and I want to invite all of you who want to or have the time to feel free to stay with us a little longer. We will use the extra time to pray and answer any questions. So, Barbara is going to take over on the prayer part. I'm going to have to excuse myself, because I am getting ready to go to a health food convention in Dallas this weekend. So So I want to thank you all for being with us and let you know that you are always in my prayers, and I do hope you will join us. So Donna, go ahead and seal the class, and Barbara, you can take over.
Thank you. Beloved Godfrey and Saria, thank you for being here with us this night, helping us to understand how each of us can and are winning the spiritual revolution on planet Earth. We appreciate your informing and encouraging words. Amen.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you very much for being with us tonight, dear heart friends. Our next class is going to be Thursday, April 27th. So be sure and put that on your calendars and tune in with us again. Now it is time for questions and prayer requests. First of all, before we do the prayer requests, is there anyone that has a question that they would like to ask? Just hit star 6 and you can, everyone can speak.